It's 4 hours Universal Time. Stay tuned for Daybreak Africa coming up after these latest world news headlines.
I'm Victor Beatty reporting Turkey suffers yet another fatal bombing. Turkey's President Recep Tayyip Erdogan has vowed to avenge Wednesday's car bomb attack in central Ankara that killed at least 28 and wounded dozens more. The blast occurred as a convoy of military buses stopped for a traffic light at an intersection in the Turkish capital, just a few hundred meters from parliament and military headquarters. Turkish Prime Minister Numan Kurtulmus said an investigation is underway, but there is no information regarding who is responsible. There has been no immediate claim of responsibility. The Islamic State blamed for last October's suicide bombing at a peace rally in Ankara that killed more than 100. Turkey's also been battling the outlawed Kurdistan Workers' Party, which has been fighting a decades-long guerrilla war for more Kurdish autonomy. Ugandans are going to the polls Thursday in a presidential election to determine whether incumbent Yoweri Museveni will extend his 30-year rule. He faces two main challengers, longtime opposition leader Kizza Besigye and former Prime Minister Amama Mbabazi. Besigye, having completed his fourth campaign against the incumbent, indicated Wednesday that he expects the outcome will be neither free nor fair.
If we consider that this election is fraudulent to the extent that we reject the outcome, we shall do so. We shall make that recommendation to them that this is what we found. We don't consider that this election is something that we can respect. We therefore reject its outcome.
71-year-old Museveni remains popular in parts of Uganda, having taken power in 1986 following a 5-year guerrilla campaign against dictatorship. He's been credited with restoring peace and presiding over economic growth. This is VOA News. The northward